the front part of your leg is the
shin.
And if I got down like this, I'm getting down on my
squatting.
On my
rear.
Any other term for that?
Rump.
Hunkers.
Pardon?
Hunkers. You hunker down.
Hunker down, yes, but that would only be used in a facetious literary way.
Okay. If someone had been sick for a while, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
peaked.
If someone who can lift heavy weights is big and
strong.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yes, Colin. Colin, can I call you in a few minutes? I'm talking to someone right now. I'll call you right back. Thank you.
Still hoping to make it by the end of this reel, though it may go slightly into another. Would you ever use the word stout to mean strong?
Might, but it would be rare.
Okay. What would stout mean to you?
Heavy. Fat.
What would you call someone who always has a smile on his face and is easy to get along with?
Good natured.
And if a boy were always falling around and stumbling into things, he's
awkward, gawky.
Mm-hmm. A person who keeps on doing things that make no sense is just a plain
nut.
Other term?
Crazy.
Word beginning with an F. He's a
fumbler.
F-O-O-L.
Fool.
Would you call someone a fool?
Often.
Okay. A man who doesn't like to spend money is a
kite. Miser.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word common about a person? What would that mean?
Ill-mannered. Lower class.
About a girl, does it have a particular meaning?
Just ill-mannered, lower class, cheap.
Mm-hmm. Would you pronounce it for me?
Common.
Okay, because I had suggested it to you. If an old man were still very strong and could get around, you'd
robust.
Say...
Robust.
All right. If the children were out late and your wife was growing concerned, you might say, don't
worry.
But she might say, I still feel very
worried.
Well, the opposite of easy is
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. If a child didn't want to go upstairs in the dark, he might say, I'm
afraid.
Mm-hmm. And the old gray mare ain't what she
used to be.
Do you have a negative form of used to be? She is now, but she...
She ain't what she used to be.
Or would you ever say she didn't used to be, or she usedn't to be, or she used not to be?
No.
None of
that. And the ain't, of course, would be a facetious use of the term.
Do you use ain't?
Only when I suppose rarely, when I'm trying to be funny or something.
Mm-hmm. If a person left a lot of money on the table and then didn't lock the door, you'd say he's...
Careless.
And if I said there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts a little...
Loony.
Or...
Zany.
How about a word beginning with a Q?
Queer.
Would you use that for Aunt Lizzie, or does that have another meaning?
Oh, it has any number of meaning. Well, no, it means homosexual. But queer could be used. She's queer. She's weird.
Okay.
I suppose it's used less and less for anything other than homosexual today because it's mm-hmm. become so prevalent in that usage.
Yes. If someone would never change his mind, you might say, don't be so...
Obstreperous. Don't be so recalcitrant. Don't be so difficult.
Okay. If someone there's someone you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you'd say he's very...
Aggressive, hostile.
Mm-hmm.